The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As we know, more and more of our lives are moving online. Almost every facet of life is being digitized in some way, be it your banking or simply staying in touch. Well, the same goes for the family photo album. But where do parents actually draw the line when it comes to sharing images of their children online? Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into it and he's with me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
Do most parents tend to post pictures of their little Johnny or Mary?
I wouldn't go as far as saying most, but certainly those who would be quite active on social media anyway. They could be uploading pictures of their children to multiple platforms. And I suppose what could raise a few red flags for some parents is that many of these content creators, influencers, if you like to call them, have their social media pages set on public view. So anyone can literally search the parent's name and then pictures of the child are accessible as well. And I know it's not for any parent to judge another parent's actions. It's certainly not my place to say what's the correct or safest way to approach this. But speaking with parents who do post pictures of their children online, they really emphasise the private view settings they would have selected. And look, I can totally see where parents are coming from when it's their little Johnny's first day in school or that iconic Christmas tree photo. There's a great sense of pride when families hit all of these milestones. So it's only natural for some parents to want to share that to their friends, I suppose in social media terms, their followers. It's a different story completely then when it comes to other adults uploading pictures of their friends' children and also group pictures where there's added information alongside the image. I'll come to all the tricky legalities now in a minute, Pat, but first, let's hear from some parents themselves. First, with Clara, who's originally from Scotland but moved to Dublin over 7 years ago. She has a 3-year-old daughter and says it's a great way of keeping friends back home updated.
I'm cautious of like who I have on social media.
The first time you did it take a lot of consideration or was it a big decision whether you were going to do this or not?
Because I live away from my family and friends, there's something nice about, you know, showing people, like, yeah, you know, when you have a baby and just how she's growing up a bit. So I guess that changed a wee bit for me. But yeah, we'd still be like conscious of like who's seeing that, you know.
Do you take any other precautions with it or something? Or like some parents put emojis over the face?
Yeah, sometimes. Or say like when she goes to preschool and school, like I would never post anything about the name of the school.
And the location.
Exactly. Or like nothing about like where we live and everything, you know.
With the 7-year-old as he's there, we never had social media. Don't really see the point in it. People putting up what they're having for breakfast and that doesn't really make any sense, and what they're having for their dinner.
What would be your views on parents posting pictures of their children, we say?
Well, mate, the child doesn't really have much of a say now what the parents do anyway. The parents are going to do what they want to do, but I just don't agree on posting everything on social media. People want to put a picture of their child up so their family and friends can see well and good, but you wouldn't know what type of people that are out there at the moment, you know, whether it be online predators. It's basically just giving them free stuff to be talking about, and I wouldn't be doing it for my kids. My child wouldn't be going up on anything on social media.
You won't be becoming an Instagram queen anyway overnight?
Not a chance. I wouldn't have a chance. He'll never be on it anyway either. I wouldn't have it. Yeah. I don't let him there, you know, social media. He plays a bit of YouTube here and there, but
you have no interest in social media?
No. I like to play video games.
I've a 15-year-old and a 2-year-old. I know who I'm friends with on social media, and me pages are like blocked, like, so no randomers on it. So yeah, I do post pictures of them to a certain extent, you know, like gatherings and stuff like that, or parties. When the baby was only born, like, I didn't like post straight away. Yeah, and I wouldn't just let anyone post that. Even like family members, I'd sometimes they'd ask me first, like before they'd post there as well, you know.
You'd want that to be asked?
Of course, yeah. I'd want them to ask me first before, like, me permission.
They won't be coming back to you in a few years saying, "Mom, why did you put that up with me?"
No, they're all good photographs. So no embarrassing ones.
Parents on the streets of Dublin sharing their views on posting pictures of children online. Now, what about those who live life in the public eye? I mean, I think it must be even more difficult to separate their public life from their private life and family occasions.
It sure is, Pat. Back in 2021, George Clooney penned an open letter to the media to stop publishing pictures of celebrities' children. In particular, for his case, it was due to his wife's work as a human rights barrister and the possible consequences of having these pictures available online. But closer to home, we know Ireland can be a village at times, 3 degrees of separation and all that. So parents are encouraged to take as many precautions as possible. We heard one mother in the clip say about not making anything identifiable in the picture. Some parents will take family photos, but then the children will be turned around so you only see the back of their heads. And then you also have another method where parents would place little emojis like smiley faces over children's faces. But worryingly, what I found out through this, there's actually a way around that. You can remove the emojis, bring back the original picture. Pat, I mentioned at the start of this piece about influencers and those who share a lot of their lives online. But I suppose long before social media, those working in politics have had their lives cast under the public spotlight. So just to try and get an insight into how politicians balance the private life with public life, I spoke with two parents, Fine Gael's Regina Doherty and Deputy Simon Coveney. Senator Doherty has four children and says it's not worth posting pictures of your children in some cases, given the abuse politicians can receive.
When they were younger, if we were at events, and say we went to a Pride event or we were into St. Patrick's Day parade, you'd be in the photographs. They look back now and they're kind of cringy and say, God, ma'am, you didn't do that to me. But it's to try and find a balance of, you know, to let people know that you are a normal person and you do normal stuff too, as well as your day job, but not to expose your children. You know what? Today is very different. My children, as I said, are 18 to 24. I'm not sure I would do it today if they were young, given the environment today's politics have to kind of live in. But
because there is a lot of anger there, yeah, and especially towards female politicians as well. Were there times there where you had to be very considerate about what you posted and not to give out too much information?
So honestly, years ago when my children were smaller, I didn't feel the toxicity that exists today. I think you really do think twice or three times before you post, particularly when it's to do with your own family.
So your parents today, and especially if you're in politics, public life,
if in doubt, don't do it, because it's just not worth exposing your children.
I'm very private when it comes to family. You know, I've got three beautiful daughters and I like to protect them if I can. And so for me, I make a very clear distinction between, you know, me as a politician and a public figure and me as a father. For that reason, I rarely, if ever, would post any images of my children and or even my wife, for that matter, very often. But obviously, if you're in politics, well, then you need to interact on all communications platforms. People ask you questions, challenge you. That's how democracy works today. And it's in some ways pretty complex for politicians and for media more generally, because there are so many different communications platforms now, particularly on social media. It's hard to know what's the truth and what's not. And I think we haven't quite figured out yet, as politicians and as a government, how you manage the rights of people to express themselves, of course, on multiple different platforms, the right for people to protest and to express concern and anger, and at the same time trying to ensure that that's not a vehicle for hate and discrimination and division in society. And it's quite difficult to get that balance right. But in general, you know, politicians do get put under pressure. They're given a hard time sometimes. Sometimes it's deserved, sometimes it's not. But that's public life, and you know it when you get into it. But, you know, your children don't choose that. Your partner doesn't choose that. And so I think most politicians in Ireland do try to keep their family separate, particularly children.
Do you look forward to the day of being able to walk down the street with more ease and not having that public life interfering?
Well, look, I mean, I've been a politician since I've been 25, you know, so my entire working life, 26 years. So I'm kind of used to it, you know, and most of the time people are really nice. That comes with the territory.
Another 20 years of public life, so.
No, who knows? Look, I mean, for me, I've made some big decisions in the last couple of weeks. You know, I've decided to step back from being in the cabinet. You know, sometimes I think politicians try and stay on too long, a bit like some sports people do too. And I always promised myself I wasn't going to be one of those people. And, you know, I've given all my working life to politics. I've been privileged that half of that time I've been in cabinet in senior positions of huge responsibility. And I've tried to do my best with those positions to impact on society as best I can, both at home and abroad. And now I think it's, you know, within my political party, there's a lot of change going on at the moment. We have new leadership. And I thought that was the right time for me to maybe step back and let some of the new talent in the party to show what they can do.
Interesting stuff from Simon Coveney there and from Senator Regina Doherty. Josh, when it comes to best practice, what's the advice of those who work in the area?
Yes, Pat, so I suppose it's up to each parent what they see fit as the best approach when it comes to documenting their children's lives, if you want to call it, and how much of that they want to share. So the ISPCC has a complete guide to this on its website, making some great points. It actually refers to a term I haven't come across before, but it fits this discussion, and that is sharenting. So parents who like to share. Some of the key points to take away from the guide are not to share any locations or addresses with a picture, such as the school name, not to have your child in any profile picture, as this is the image that is public-facing on most apps. And a big, big one, which you would hope the majority of people already know, is not to post pictures of anyone else's child without permission. To hear from someone who has a good insight into the rules and regulations of data sharing and safety, I met with safeguarding consultant Michael Lynch, who was previously a detective inspector with the Garda National Protective Services Bureau, focusing on child protection and sexual crime. Michael says there are steps parents and organisations need to keep in mind when it comes to posting anyone under 18.
Most children who are abused by someone that they know. What might be more likely is someone that they know would make reference to the photograph to try and engage them in conversation through a chat app or some online platform. Parents are going to want to put images of their children up on different online platforms, and you can't really stop people doing that. Unfortunately, some people will try to abuse that. I think the most important thing for parents there is just for when the kids grow up, is try and make sure it's not something that's going to embarrass them later on in work or something like that. For organisations, it's a bit different. They need to get parental consent for taking photographs in the first place of children, and then a separate consent for publishing them if they're going to publish them on any type of website or social network platform. If they bring in an outside photographer, to make sure that photographer understands that those images aren't supposed to be shared with anyone else, that they're really the property of the organisation. And also the children themselves are entitled to advice in this. If a child doesn't want to be photographed, they don't want to be photographed, so you should leave them out.
And some parents might try to do some bit of safeguarding by putting on an emoji or a different kind of emblem over the face of a child. But this can be abused as well, I believe.
It's quite possible to reverse engineer a digital photograph back to what it was. It would take some know-how by the person, but there's always someone out there who has the expertise to do that if they want.
Safeguarding consultant, retired Garda Inspector Michael Lynch. Now, we've heard from the parents, the politicians, the experts about young people who were born into this online world being posted by their parents. What about those kids themselves?
Yeah, so I needed to find the right age group here because, yes, Facebook has been around for 20 years, which is mad to think, 2 decades already, but it's only really been since, I suppose, 2009 that we've seen anyone with a phone in their pocket become a photographer. Yes, there were camera phones around, but the whole snap mentality takeover is still relatively young. Everyone feeling the need to share different aspects of living their best lives. So I need to speak with young people who are over 18 but still young enough that their parents would have been posting on social media. I must say, no one I met was overly annoyed at having their picture posted as a child. This young man says it was shared in an appropriate way.
I was all right with it. It was sort of the norm, like, because I was in a private, like, Flickr or maybe Facebook group, always with family members, so it was always safe, like. But I was always comfortable with it, and it was always, like, if you didn't want to be in a photo, they'd never force you, like.
So looking back now, you're over 18 now, you're not going to be pulling your parents up on any photo in particular that they posted of you.
Fairness, I've probably taken worse than myself now, so, like, it gets over it, like.
I'd be put up on Instagram.
And how did you feel about that?
I didn't mind the attention. I mean, honestly, I didn't mind it at all.
I wish I had baby photos to look back on because loads of my mates have cute photos on their mum's Facebook and I don't, but teachers are on, I guess.
Yeah, looking back on it, like, I actually like looking at, like, my family's Instagram pages and seeing pictures of me and my family when I was younger. I think it's really nice.
Your mum took a different stance then. She didn't want you
to
be up there.
Yeah, no, she was very much against it. Even, like, when I was younger with my little brother, like, if family were, like, posting things, she'd be like, make sure my son isn't in that, but I wish I had some baby pictures to look back on, other than the albums.
Yeah, maybe it'll have to be a physical album that you just sit down and...
It's nice to flick through them, but I mean, my friends grew up on their mum's Facebook and I can see them grow up on this, so it's nice. No, for sure. Safety is first. Like I said, teach their own.
I think a little bit apprehensive, but at the same time, it was nothing harmful. Do you know, it could have been us at the St. Patrick's Day Parade or at a birthday party, so it was grand.
There's nothing now that you're embarrassed about that's up there online forevermore.
We won't talk about that, but no, it's grand. I know a few of my friends in school, like when my friends had a Facebook account when she was 7, when she would have posted like videos of her singing or dance or whatever, and obviously that was, she's mortified looking back on it now.
She had an account when she was 7?
Yeah.
Some I wanted up, some I didn't, but you know, it's nice parents just to show their friends and all that, so it's harmless really.
The younger age, maybe 15 or so, you'd be a bit annoyed, but 18 now, it's... Yeah. It's all, you know, it's good to have the memories rather than not have them.
Your parents don't need to worry about you sending them a solicitor's letter, so
it's okay. Oh, no.
No, all good, all good. They can keep them up.
Well, none of those young people terribly worried at all about their parents posting images of them online. That report from Josh Crosby. Up next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.